Severo stays close to me, as though the proctors could rush in and kill me at any moment. I tell Severo to get drunk and leave me be. He obeys, and is soon laughing, then snoring atop the long table. I stumble over my sleeping army to Lucien, a smile across my face. I have not been drunk since before my wife died. Despite Lucien's meekness, I find him curious. His eyes rarely meet mine, and his shoulders slump. But his hands never go to his trouser pockets, never fold to guard himself. I ask him about the war with Mars. As I thought, it's almost won. He says something about a girl betraying Mars. Sounds like Antonia to me. I must move quickly. I don't know what will happen if my house's standard and castle are taken, even though I have my independent army. I could technically lose. Lucien's friends are tired, so I give them leave to go try to find beds. They won't be a problem. Lucien stays to talk. I invite him over to the war room table. As Lucien's friends file out, I hear Mustang in the hall. She waltzes into the room. Thunder rolls outside. Her hair is damp and matted, wolf cloak soaked, boots tracking mud. Her face is a model of confusion when she sees me with Lucien. "Mustang, darling," I cry. "I fear you're too late. Went straight through Bacchus's stores already." I gesture to my snoring army and wink. Maybe 50 remain, sprawled out in various states of sleep across the large war room, all drunk as Nerol on Yuletide. Getting shit-faced seems a prime idea at a time like this, she says strangely. She looks back to Lucien, then to me. She doesn't like something. I introduce her to Lucien. He mumbles how nice it is to meet her. She snorts a laugh. How did he convince you not to make him a slave, Darrow? I don't know if she understands what game I'm playing. He gave me his fortress. I wave my clumsy hand to the half-destroyed stone map on the wall. Mustang says she will join us. She begins to call some of her men in from the hall, but I cut her off. No, no. Me and Lucien here were becoming prime friends. No girls. Take your men and go find Pax. But go find Pax, I command. I know she's confused, but she trusts me. She murmurs goodbye to me and Lucien, and closes the door. The sound of her boot heels slowly fades. Thought she'd never leave, I laugh to Lucien. He leans back in his chair. He really is very slim, nothing excess to him at all. His blonde hair is clipped plainly, his hands thin and useful. He reminds me of someone. Most people don't want pretty girls to leave, Lucien says, smiling sincerely. He even blushes a little when I ask if he really thinks Mustang is pretty. We talk for nearly an hour. Gradually, he lets himself relax. He lets his confidence grow, and soon he is telling me of his childhood, of a demanding father, of family expectations. But he's not pitiful when he does this. He's realistic, a trait I admire. It's no longer necessary for him to avoid my eyes when we talk. His shoulders don't hunch quite so much, and he becomes pleasant, even funny. I laugh loudly half a dozen times. The night grows late, but we still talk and joke. He laughs at the boots I wear, which are swaddled in animal furs for warmth. They are hot now that the snow melts, but I need to wear the pelts. But what of you, Darrow? We gab and gab over me. I think it's your turn. So tell me, what is it that's taken you here? What pushes you? I don't think I've heard of your family.
Not people you would care to hear about.
to tell it true. But I think it comes down to a girl, that's all. I'm simple. So are my reasons.
The pretty one? Lucien blushes. Mustang?
She hardly seems simple. I shrug.
I told you everything, Lucien protests. Don't be a vague purple on me. Cut to it, man.
He raps the table impatiently.
Fine, fine. The whole story.
I sigh.
See that pack beside you? There's a bag inside it. Reach and grab it for me, will you?
Lucien pulls the bag out and tosses it to me. It clinks on the table.
Let me see your hand.
My hand?
He asks with a laugh.
Right, just put it out, please.
I pat the table. He doesn't react.
Come on, man. There's this theory I've been working on.
I pat the table impatiently.
He puts his hand out.
How does this tell your story, or theory?
His smile is still on.
It's a complicated one. Better to show you.
Fair enough.
I open the bag and dump out its contents. A score of golden sigils roll across the table. Lucien watches them roll.
These all come from the dead kids. The kids the medbots couldn't save. Let's see.
I shuffle through the pile of rings.
We have Jupiter, Venus, Neptune, Bacchus, Juno, Mercury, Diana, Ceres. We might have a Minerva right here.
I frown and rummage around.
Odd.
I can't find a Pluto.
I look up at him. His eyes are different. Dead. Quiet.
Oh, there's one.
Chapter 41. The Jackal. He jerks back his hand. He is fast. I am faster. I bury my dagger through his hand, pinning it to the table. His mouth gasps open at the pain. Some weird sort of feral exhalation hisses from his mouth as he jerks.